भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती न इष्टकी। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम 11th कैंटो चैप्टर 21, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द वैदिक पाथ, टेक्स्ट नंबर 31। स्वप्नोपमं अमुं लोकं अशांतं श्रवणप्रियां आशिषो हृदि संकल्प्य त्यजन्त्यार्तान् यतावने स्वप्नोपमं अमुं लोकं अशांतं श्रवणप्रियं आशिषो हृदि संकल्प्य त्यजन्त्यार्तान् यतावनेक स्वप्नोपमममुं लोकां अशांतां श्रवणप्रियां आशिषो हृदि संकल्प्य त्यजन्त्यार्तान् यतावने स्वप्नोपममुं लोकाम् आशिषो हृदि संकल्प्य त्यजन्त्यार्तानतामनि। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। स्वप्न अ ड्रीम, उपमम इक्वल टू, अमूम दैट, लोकम वर्ल्ड आफ्टर डेथ, अशांतम अनरियल, श्रवण प्रियम ओनली एन्चैंटिंग टू हियर अबाउट, आशीषा मंडेन अचीवमेंट्स इन दिस लाइफ, हृदि इन देयर हार्ट्स, संकल्प्या इमेजिनिंग, त्यजंती दे गिव अप, अर्तान देयर वेल्थ, यता लाइक वनीक अ बिजनेसमैन। Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as a foolish businessman gives up his real wealth in useless business speculation, foolish persons give up all that is actually valuable in life and instead pursue promotion to material heaven, which although pleasing to hear about is actually unreal, like a dream. Such bewildered persons imagine within their hearts that they will achieve all material blessings. Purport. All over the world, people are working hard to achieve perfect sense gratification in this life or the next. As eternal living beings, a part and parcel of Lord Krishna, we are naturally endowed with all bliss and knowledge in the association of the Lord. But giving up this exalted position of spiritual bliss and knowledge, we foolishly waste our time pursuing the phantasmagoria of bodily happiness, just like a foolish businessman who squanders his real assets in imaginary business ventures that deliver no real profit. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharan Melitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Beshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalitam Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrisha Banu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, I have no qualifications to be speaking on this exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. But for my purification, I'll try and attempt to say a few words. So we are discussing this conversation between Lord Krishna and Uddhava. And we see over here so many different instructions that Lord Krishna has given to Uddhava and through Uddhava to us. So all those of us who have been hearing from the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam all this last few days, weeks, on this particular chapter, have actually been participating in this conversation that is happening between Lord Krishna and Lord Uddhava. So in that sense, actually we are direct recipients of this vani of Lord Krishna coming to us through Uddhava. So in this particular verse, we are seeing how Lord Krishna is saying that who is a foolish businessman? Right? Foolish businessman is one who gives up his real wealth in useless speculation, thinking that this is actually going to increase his wealth. Through the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have so many different pastimes which teach us that any person who is not on the path of Krishna consciousness, who is on the path of pure devotional service, is actually a foolish person. Whether he is a businessman or whether he is a Brahmana or whether he is a Shudra, Vaishya or belonging to any Varna or Ashram. If that particular person is not on the path pursuing this practice of pure devotional service or Krishna consciousness, then actually he is to be considered to be a foolish person or a Muda. And one classic example is the pastime of the Avanti Brahman, who actually would be coming in the next few weeks. In the 23rd chapter of the 11th canto, we would be discussing this particular pastime. So I just thought I will take out a few lessons to be learned from this particular personality, who actually was also a foolish businessman, just like how it's been explained in this particular verse. So this Avanti Brahman was a very wealthy person. So it is described that he was an agriculturist, he was a mercantile person in the Vaishya community. And even though he was extremely rich, he was actually also extremely miserly. So for him to spend the money that he had earned was for him the greatest tapasya. And not only would he not spend on himself, but he would not spend it on any of his family members. What to talk about giving in charity? It is explained that actual wealth gets purified when we give in charity. Otherwise, whatever we earn would actually be the cause of our own downfall. So it is important that we try and give whatever we earn, a certain portion of it towards charity. And our acharyas, straight from Rupa Goswami, have told us what is the prescribed method by which we can allocate our wealth. And Rupa Goswami says that 50% of our money should actually be kept aside for the propagation of Krishna consciousness, which is the actual charity. True charity means using whatever we have for the purpose of propagating Krishna consciousness, making people understand what is the true goal of life. The true goal of life is not to make money. The true goal of life is not to create a situation for yourself where you are respected or you are adored just because of what you have. So this is the understanding that the acharyas gave us, that when we give our possessions in charity, then the possessions that we have actually get purified. So this Avanti Brahman was extremely miserly, and he was such a miser that even his family members started to despise him. And it's a very unfortunate situation for any of us when actually our family members begin to despise us, right? And particularly, you know, when a person is very wealthy and he has a lot of assets, then, and if he does not keep his family members happy by ensuring that they also participate in the sharing of the wealth, then what happens is invariably the family members are waiting for you to leave your body. They are the ones who are actually praying that this person should depart, right? So instead of being your well-wisher, instead of praying to the Lord that you should be having good health, they are on the contrary praying to the Lord to actually take you away so that wealth can actually come to them. So this was the pathetic situation of the Avanti Brahman, right, where his family members actually started to despise him. And then due to various circumstances, the government, the tax authorities, his own family members, relatives, the other business people with whom he was involved with, all of them started systematically looting his wealth. And he was brought to a situation where he became a pauper. Now in such a situation, all of us at some time in our lives, you know, we might have to encounter such a situation where everything, whatever we have, is taken away. So this was a time when actually the Avanti Brahman started reflecting within himself as to what has happened to him. And this particular situation that he was put into resulted in him becoming a renunciate. So it was actually a blessing in disguise. So sometimes we see that a person who is actually dear to the Lord takes away everything from him. And the Lord puts him in a situation where he then truly understands what is the purpose of this human form of life, which is to surrender to the Lord. So that's the realization that a person gets in such a situation, and which is actually very beneficial to him, because that is the time when his true journey on this path of self-realization begins. So more often than not, we find that material wealth is actually a hindrance to our practice of Krishna consciousness, because a person becomes so puffed up thinking that he is in a position, he is actually the controller of this material nature. So within the realm of his own personal life, he thinks that he is the controller. Everything is going on very nicely in his life, and he thinks, yes, this is how things ought to be, and then he starts taking everything for granted. And then slowly he distances himself from the true path which he is actually supposed to be performing. Right, so it's a very unfortunate situation for such a person to be in, where he thinks that whatever material qualifications and material situation that he is in is coming, yes, has resulted in whatever he has achieved. So this is a real unfortunate situation. But then the Avanti Brahman, although he was in a materialistic, in a materially very, very opulent situation, he came to a realization that yes, all this is actually a phantasmagoria. All this is an illusion. And all this, any which ways, would have been taken away from me at the time of death. But I am so fortunate that it has been taken away from me now, so that I can pursue my true goal of life. And then the Avanti Brahman actually starts, you know, his practice of renunciation. So he then leaves his family members and then goes to a place where he can practice renunciation. And along the way, actually, there are so many things that he encounters. People mistreat him. Whenever he had food in front of him, people would come and pass urine on it. Sometimes he would even be chained. And so he, in fact, endured a lot of physical difficulties. But the more physical difficulties he endured, the more he became Krishna conscious. Right? So we have also this very beautiful pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopinath Patanayaka. So we see that he was also a very, very wealthy businessman. And due to some situation which was created because of his own greed, he was actually sentenced by the prince to be put on the Changa. So the Changa is a place from which is a platform, and below the platform there are the sharp swords. And when a person is placed on the Changa, then that platform is removed, and then this person falls on the swords, and then he dies a very painful death, because, you know, he doesn't die immediately, he dies very gradually because of excessive bleeding. So that was the punishment that was given to Gopinath Patanayaka. But because Gopinath Patanayaka was a devotee of the Lord, And because he had a lot of friends who were Vaishnavas, all of them went running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was that time in Jagannath Puri. And they requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to actually do something in order to release Gopinath Patanayaka. Right? So a very wonderful lesson for us to learn is that as practicing devotees, if we have friends who are really well-meaning and want to, you know, are genuine friends, not fair weather friends, are genuine friends. So they are the ones who will actually run to Krishna to pray for us when we are in trouble. Right? So these are the sort of friends that we actually need to cultivate. Because during our journey of Krishna consciousness, invariably we will be having situations like what has been experienced by the Zavanti Brahman, by Gopinath Patanayaka, where we will be put into situation where we would be so helpless that the only recourse available to us is the association of devotees. So we see over here Gopinath Patanayaka's friend, I mean, although Gopinath Patanayaka did not know anything about it, so his friends ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to actually help him in such a situation. And then, it's a long pastime, but then what was very important for us to understand is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after everything, I mean, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Gopinath Patanayaka was released. And not only was released, actually he was honored by the king. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the devotees, what was Gopinath Patanayaka doing when this entire tribulation was, he was going through this entire tribulation, what was Gopinath Patanayaka's consciousness? And then the devotees all said that actually he was, at that particular point in time when he was put on the changa, what he was doing was he was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So again, a very wonderful lesson for us that although Gopinath Patanayaka was, because he was involved in materialistic activities, he got carried away and he was actually taking a part of the income that was actually supposed to be going to the king. He was taking that and putting it into his pocket. In spite of the fact that he was a devotee, he was doing that. But the thing is that when he was in a situation where he was in the greatest amount of difficulty, at that time, he managed to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? And he was actually chanting loudly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. For not just for himself, but for everybody. Right? So this is the true glory of a devotee. That by the practice of Krishna consciousness, at the time when we need Krishna the most, that is the time when actually we remember, we get an opportunity to remember Krishna. Right? Of course, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Lord Krishna, by the mercy of Guru. So that is an opportunity when we actually remember Krishna. And this is what actually Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. All of us practicing devotees need to aspire for. Antakale cha maam eva smaran muktva kalevaram. Yatrayate se madbhava yati nati yatra samshaya. What is a practicing devotee wanting at the time of death? Right? Antakale cha maam eva. The Lord is saying that a practicing devotee needs to remember me at the time of death. And if he remembers me, then for sure he will come to my abode. And that's what all of us are actually doing by the practice of Krishna consciousness. All of us are hoping that we can remember Krishna at the time of our death. Right? Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajata antakale varam tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatat bhava bhavita. So whatever we remember, whatever activities we do during our life, those activities we will remember at the time of our death. And we will take a body according to those thoughts that will be coming to us at the time of death. Right? So Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter makes it very clear to us what all we need to do in order to ensure that we go home back to Godhead in this lifetime. Right? So a devotee of the Lord may not have much money. In fact, most devotees don't have much money, right? But the thing is that a devotee understands what is true wealth. True wealth for a devotee is not accumulating money. true wealth for a devotee is actually accumulating friends, accumulating well-wishers. So in fact, if we see from the life of Srila Prabhupada himself, right, what was it that Srila Prabhupada was trying to teach by these words, you are ever well-wisher, right? When Srila Prabhupada would sign every letter saying, you are ever well-wisher, what is it that he was trying to convey? So here is the supreme, here is the person who is our guru, param guru of our movement, and he is the one who actually wishes for us at all times our eternal welfare, which is remembering Krishna, right? So Srila Prabhupada wanted to teach us that every one of us should aspire to remember Krishna all the time. And Srila Prabhupada would also tell us that if we think that we are going to remember Krishna, or we can practice Krishna consciousness without the association of devotees, we are actually in illusion. Right? So association of devotees is actually the true wealth for a devotee. And when a devotee is actually cultivating this association of devotees, when he is trying to actually be a humble, gentle soul, so that he gets the devotees to pray for him. Once I remember there was a class of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, and somebody asked a question, because the class was on prayer and what we need to do when we, you know, how can we pray to the Lord and what should we pray to the Lord. So actually two questions were asked. So one question was, can we pray to the Lord at the time of difficulty? Is it appropriate? Now we are practicing Vaishnavas, so is it appropriate for us to pray to the Lord at the time of difficulty, or should we just accept whatever difficulty comes in our life and just, you know, take it as Krishna's arrangement or our own karma, whatever it is? And second is, can we ask devotees to pray for us at the time of difficulty? And Radhanath Swami gave a wonderful reply to both these questions. So for the first question, he said that yes, of course, we should go to the Lord and pray to Him when we are in difficulty, because finally, who else is there but the Lord who can actually listen to us? And when we go to the Lord and with a very humble heart pray to Him to free us from this particular difficulty that we are in, right, with a genuine feeling of shelter, taking shelter of the Lord, then for sure the Lord will definitely provide us shelter. But then Radhanath Swami said something else. He said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually has taught us a much higher principle. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that we as devotees or followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follow the principle of Shikshashtakam, which is Aslishya va padaratam pinastumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yata tata va vidadata lampato mat prananatas tusa eva napara. So this is one of the important, most important verses of the Shikshashtakam. And the devotee prays to the Lord that, my dear Lord, irrespective of whether you embrace me or whether you kick me, my only aspiration is to take shelter of you. My only aspiration is to remember you. So Radhanath Swami said, so that should be the true aspiration for a devotee. Because finally, this material world is dukkalayam ashashvatam. Difficulties will be there at every moment. Padam padam yatvi padam natesham. Right? All of a sudden we are walking on the road, like one of our devotees recently, you know, very wonderful devotee. You know, he's actually into the service of making jewelry. And there are countless devotees to whom this particular devotee has made jewelry for their deities. And this is the way he makes a living. But at the same time, he pleases devotees also by giving them jewelry for their deities. So this devotee was explaining just few weeks back. He was standing on the side of the road. Sometimes, you know, we are put in such a comfortable situation that we think that nothing is going to happen to us, right? When all of a sudden, boom, something happens, and then, you know, our eyes open. right? So this particular devotee was standing on the side of the road, and from a distance he said he could see a motorcycle that was coming, right? And this particular person who was driving the motorcycle was a young boy. He was less than 18 years of age. And as he was coming over there, so he saw this devotee standing on the road, and he was confused whether he should go on the right of the devotee or the left of the devotee. Right? And he couldn't decide whether to go right or left. And at the last moment, he just came and hit this devotee. Right? Of course, this motorcycle person, the motorcycle along with him was thrown quite a distance, but this devotee fell down over there and he had a dislocated shoulder. And he was saying that, you know, this particular hand of mine which is used to make this jewelry for the devotees, I'm feeling so bad that I'm not able to use my hand anymore to serve the devotees. Right? But that's the material world. So one moment you're perfectly fine and the other moment you are in a situation where he had to go to the hospital, he had to have a surgery done on his hand, 6 weeks of recuperation. Right? So this material world is that way. So we are going to have difficulties come into our life at every moment. So although we need to take shelter of Krishna, finally we also have to understand that this material world, anything can happen at any moment. Right? So this was Maharaj Radhanath Swami's answer to this question. And he said for the second question, can we ask devotees to pray for us? Maharaj said that we should always ask devotees to pray for us. Not just in bad times, even in good times. Right? So which actually is a very important instruction for all of us. Because we understand through this that without the prayers of devotees in our lives, our life has got no meaning. And we will never be able to make advancement in our Krishna consciousness. Right? So the true wealth that a devotee has is the number of friends that he has in Krishna consciousness. How many well-wishers does he have? Right? That is his true wealth. And how can we actually generate this wealth? Each of us who are listening to this class, who are practicing Krishna consciousness, each of us can become actually multi-millionaires through following a very simple process of serving Vaishnavas. Right? So these three principles of Krishna consciousness, Name Ruchi, Jiva Doya and Vaishnava Seva. So these are the foundational blocks on which our Krishna consciousness rests. So this is the foundation. And if we keep that foundation strong through practicing these three principles, Name Ruchi, Jiva Doya and Vaishnava Seva, then for sure, whatever number of years we practice our Krishna consciousness, all that is going to be solidly coming to our help at the time when we are preparing to leave our body. Right? So this is the foundation of Vaishnava Seva, which actually brings us the true wealth of the association of devotees. In fact, even if you see the Christian movement, it is said that a person who has the maximum number of people coming and attending his ceremony that normally done in a church when a person departs, that is the true evidence of a person's wealth. How many people actually come to see you when you are going to your final destination, either it is a cremation ground or either it's a burial ground. So, how many people actually come to accompany the body? That is the true sense or true measure of a person's, to what extent he has extended himself during his life. Right? So, unlike this foolish person over here who has squandered the wealth that he has in mindless speculation, let us all, through the practice of Krishna consciousness, aspire to acquire such a wonderful association of devotees that they will always remain with us, both in this life and after we depart. So that should be the aspiration for each and every one of us. This is the true wealth that I need to aspire for. And if we aspire for that wealth, then for sure Lord Krishna helps us in acquiring this wealth. The other wealth is something that we have to leave behind when we leave our body. Right? However much wealth we may acquire, we might be the richest man in this world or the richest man in the universe, but when we depart, that is a wealth that we have to leave behind. Right? But this true wealth of Krishna consciousness, the true wealth of Vaishnava Seva, is going to carry forward into our next life. If we do not, somehow or the other, do not go home back to Godhead in this lifetime, for sure, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Neha Bikrama Nasosti Pratyavayo Na Vidyate Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahatobaya. So we don't have to worry. This particular endeavor, whatever we have done, is going to be carried forward into our next life for sure. Right? So that is the promise of Lord Krishna. And that is what we, all of us, need to meditate upon in our journey or in our path of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.